Global Reporting Initiative, a valuable tool in measuring and reporting on sustainable performance, is the Global Reporting Initiative. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the Global Reporting Initiative, GRI, as a network-based organization that pioneered the world's most widely used sustainability reporting framework. Although you may never be involved in preparing a sustainability report, it is important for you to be aware of the GRI standards and their impact on your operation. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the Global Reporting Initiative, GRI, reporting framework sets out the principles and performance indicators organizations can use to measure and report their human rights, labor, environment, and anti-corruption practices and outcomes. The current version of the framework is known as the GRI Sustainability Reporting Standards, which superseded the G4 Sustainability Reporting Guidelines in July 2018. The standards suggest sustainability metrics for various social and environmental impacts for an organization and its supply chain. The framework was developed to standardize sustainability reporting. It explains how to report, for example, provision of context, accuracy and completeness of information, involvement of stakeholders, balance of reporting relative to the organization's total activities, timing of reports. It also explains what to report. The general universal disclosures part of the report discloses the organization's sustainability strategy and an analysis of its key impacts, risks, and opportunities. The organization's characteristics, for example, where it operates, the number of employees and their demographic analysis, its supply chain, the reporting process used, the reporting cycle, and quality assurance, a list of stakeholders, and the process used to identify them. Governance bodies in the organization, for example, board, risk management body, and remuneration/incentives. Ethics and integrity, for example, code of ethics and conduct, mechanisms for supporting ethical behavior and reporting unethical behavior. The specific standard disclosures part of the report is divided into three categories: economic, environmental, and social. Each category includes aspects, and each aspect lists indicators, suggestions for ways in which this performance can be measured. Exhibit 1-126 shows sample indicators for the specific standard disclosures categories. In general, the indicators focus on describing current performance, for example, current employment figures, current energy use, waste volume, improvements, for example, reductions in material use, or failures, for example, incidents of noncompliance fines, specific initiatives undertaken to improve sustainability, for example, anti-corruption training. Efforts to verify sustainability of supply chain activities and partners. For each indicator, the framework describes how the performance could be measured. For example, effectiveness in protecting customer privacy could be measured by the number of substantiated complaints from customers and complaints from regulatory bodies, or the number of incidents in which customer data were lost.